Catherine Smith and her husband, Jordan, are Newmarket natives living in Poland with their three kids while she finishes her last year of medical school. When war broke out in neighboring Ukraine, their first thought was to come home immediately, Smith said. They began creating what she calls an escape plan, should they need it. Eventually, the couple decided against leaving Poland. She didn't want to leave, based on panic, and disrupt her studies, Smith said, and they would only depart if the Canadian embassy recommended that its citizens evacuate. Smith's father, Marek Dombrowski, owner of Best Western Voyager Place Hotel at Yonge Street and Davis Drive in Newmarket, said he understands his daughter's decision to stay in Poland and finish her studies. It's not an easy decision, and he is always kind of worried, he said. In the weeks leading up to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, many just didn't believe war would actually occur, and even after being warned, it caught most people by surprise, Dombrowski said. Even though the United States government was warning about imminent invasion, most people didn't believe that. We didn't believe, my daughter didn't believe, until it happened. The sheer number of individuals fleeing Ukraine for Poland, mainly women and children, is simply overwhelming, said Dombrowski, who compares the daily influx of 20,000 refugees to the combined populations of Newmarket and Aurora fleeing daily. Though they were initially very worried about what appeared to be a David versus Goliath situation, they have become less so as Ukrainian forces have shown their resilience in fighting off the Russians, Smith said. The couple knew they had to do something to help, so they decided to open their home to refugees, which has proven to be a welcome distraction. We don't really have time to be worried right now. In a way, it's been a good thing for us because we can't really just dwell on the news too much. When Smith posted to her town's Facebook page asking if anyone needed a place to stay, they estimated they could accommodate a maximum of about 6 to 8 people. They now have 10 refugees staying with them, 3 women, each with 2 children, and a 17-year-old boy. Smith said the families are coping well but are very homesick. Dombrowski said the number of Polish residents like his daughter who are opening their homes to refugees, 95% according to his estimation, is unprecedented. Everybody has to chip in. It's not only the issue of financial stress but the emotional stress, he said. I'm so proud of our daughter. He may be proud but he is not surprised. Dombrowski said one of the most important lessons he and his wife taught their 3 daughters is, if you don't know what to do, do a decent thing, something Smith has taken to heart. Dombrowski came to Newmarket from Poland in 1973. Both he and his wife's parents lived through the Second World War, and the stories he hears about the situation in Ukraine is no different to those he heard from his own family. The stories we're hearing right now and what we're watching on television match exactly what our parents told us that happened at that time. When bombs were flying, when people were escaping carnage, that's why we're so lost for words and so petrified about this situation. Nobody should feel safe right now, Dombrowski said, not even in Canada. We should not be sitting complacent thinking it's just another Netflix movie but it's playing out on CNN. It is a real-time real war. Originally, Smith and Jordan planned on taking responsibility for the extra expense and even balked at the idea of accepting financial help from friends and family back home, but when they realized the war could last longer than anticipated, they decided to rethink their stance. A GoFundMe campaign with a goal of raising $40,000 was started. As the campaign picked up, the couple decided to expand their help to include the families being sheltered in the homes of neighbors and friends, as well. Some of the money has gone toward the purchase of tablets for the children, Smith said, so they could keep up with online schooling, as well as watch programs in their native language. Though the goal has been surpassed, Smith hopes donations continue so additional money raised can either help the families settle in Poland, if that's what they choose, or relocate in Ukraine once they're able to. Right now, that's all they're thinking about, is just going home. Donations can be made through Smith's GoFundMe page. Smith said she doesn't know if the war in Ukraine will escalate and if Poland will be affected. I wish I had a crystal ball, she said. It's possible. Is it probable? I don't know. She tries to live day by day and not dwell on what could happen. Right now, she said, she is just trying to make life as easy as possible for the families in her home. If things do escalate and she and her family have to use that escape plan, there is no question they would absolutely take the families with them. They already know everyone will fit in the car, Smith said. We have 2 cans of diesel in our garage in case we need to fill up the car and go as far west as possible. That's all we can do right now. Quote.